Hey, Browns fans, welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, not the result you wanted down in Cincinnati, but some positives to take away from it, specifically your young quarterback. Was this the best game he's played all year?
No question. I thought him bouncing back from the Jacksonville game, doing a really good job of putting us in position to score points, doing a good job of managing our offense, making checks, making throws at critical times. I thought it was his best game thus far.
What's the biggest difference in DeShone Kizer that you saw back in week four, who struggled against the Bengals,
right,
to the DeShone Kizer who played this week and played well?
I thought there was a lot of poise. You know, I thought he recognized looks a lot more earlier than, you know, afterwards. Normally you come over and you see the look go, I got it. He had it nailed prior to the snap, and he was able to capitalize off of that.
So he's had two of his best games in the last 3 weeks, the Detroit game and obviously this one against Cincinnati. What does he have to do to take that next step to get to become the quarterback you know he can be?
Go win. You know, I think that's the most important thing. Now, he's played well in stretches. He's played well in some critical times. I think now it's about getting this football team over the hump. And in order to do that, you got to play consistently from play one to the last play of the game. And he can do it.
Well, nothing helps a quarterback like a good ground game. You certainly had that against the Bengals. Now, it was kind of an interesting mix this week. More Duke Johnson in terms of snaps, but both he and Crow very effective. Is that kind of the mix you want to see going forward?
No, it is. You know, I was trying to do everything I could to get Duke more touches because I think he deserves them. As we go through it, there's times you can, there's times you can't. But I think both of the backs have handled it extremely well. They've both made plays for us. Obviously, Dukes has made a ton more because he catches the ball a bit more for us on the perimeter and out of the backfield. But I think Crow's really coming on.
When you look at this game, what else stood out to you about the offense?
I thought that, you know, even though there were some balls that were dropped, the ball was spread around. You know, we wasn't like we were just one-dimensional looking for one guy to throw the ball to. Our offense doesn't function that way. And I think we play better when we have more guys that are involved in our offense.
Last week, you challenged Myles Garrett to come out and dominate a game. He had a pretty darn good game. What do you want to see out of Myles Garrett going forward?
Total domination. And that's what I've told him. And that's what I expect.
Back-to-back weeks, the Run D has allowed a 100-yard rusher. Now, we know the injuries there, but is there something on tape you've seen that you guys think you can clean up going against the Chargers this week in Melvin Gordon?
Oh, no question. I think it's truly about getting back to our fundamentals and the communication amongst our defensive players, being a little bit more vocal, understanding what teams are trying to do and trying to beat them to the spot.
Zane Gonzalez has had his struggles, but bounced back. He missed that early field goal, made his next three. How has he been this week, and what's your confidence level right now in your young kicker?
He's done a good job. You know, obviously after he missed the first field goal, it's the first time I really called him over and talked to him and told him, we're counting on you to make these kicks. Now you're going to get a chance again, go out there and get it done. And he was able to do that. I have confidence in him. There's no question. We don't want to go through the yo-yo. You know, you can do it and you don't do it. He gets it. He's going to get another opportunity, hopefully, again this week. And then when he does, he's got to nail it.
I know Josh Gordon is coming back this week. I know you're excited about that. This is a teaser. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But you had another receiver return 2 weeks ago, Corey Coleman, and he's been your leading receiver so far. Let's take a look at one of his big plays against the Bengals in our Papa John's play breakdown.
He takes the snap. Third down. Looks. He's lobbing down the field. Coleman's there. He caught it. 50, 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line.
All right, Coach, let's take a look at this play. And there are a couple reasons here. This is going to show some pre-snap and some post-snap goodness. Mm-hmm. So pre-snap right here, DeShone sees something. What does he see and what is he doing?
Well, the Cincinnati Bengals have a defensive package called double A's. So both of their linebackers are up in the A gap with the safety being down on the weak side. So he has to check the protection. And he did a good job of getting us into that check. But as you can see, what happens as we talk about it from the end zone, Cincinnati countered the check. So it was really interesting how this play unfolded.
Okay, so he's going to move Duke Johnson there to buy himself a little time. Mm-hmm. He's got to know, though, here, right, it's one-on-one everywhere because
Absolutely.
They only have four defenders.
Absolutely. So as you can see, they do this thing called coffee house inside. You see the linebackers play off of each other. And obviously Duke started towards Vontaze Burfict, ended up on Vigil. It allowed Vontaze Burfict to be in a position to get DeShone, and he made a tremendous throw to Corey Coleman.
You talked about putting more touch onto the ball and giving your receiver an opportunity.
Yes.
He does that very well, right?
Yes,
here.
He did. And there was a lot of things that happened here. First is the changing of protection. It's moving there. Then you'll see the little sleight of hand right there. I'm going to give away a secret. You see his right hand right there? Yep. He's telling Corey, we're going to change the route.
Okay.
So all this is happening in the sequence of time, and the clock is running down. So then he gets the snap, And you can see Vontaze Burfict with his head down. He's now telling Nick Vigil to do something different because of where the point was. So all of a sudden, they work this so that they can get this. This is what they're after. They're trying to get to JC's back to push him down so he can become free because he knew he was going to eat up Duke Johnson, Nick Vigil was. Now, Deshaun, under duress, has to make this throw to Corey Coleman down the right sideline. This is a sensational play by our quarterback.
And to throw that ball going backwards off 1 foot while getting hit and on the money 40 yards down the field, that's why you get excited when you talk about Deshaun Kaiser.
And that's why he's our quarterback.
And that's why he's our quarterback. And that's why this is the Hugh Jackson Show. We'll have more of it right after this.
Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Matt Wilhelm talks with the Crow, caw-caw, Isaiah Crowell, coming off of his season-high 95 yards rushing against the Bengals.
And I feel like, you know, once we establish the run game, I feel like we'll be hard to stop.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and coach Isaiah Crowell has been over 90 yards rushing two of the last 3 weeks. What's making him effective as you get down to this home stretch of the season?
I think Crow is running well, but I think the offensive line is really starting to finish on blocks, and obviously we've called the run more. But I think he's done a really good job of banging that ball up in there and fitting the ball in the right spots. And giving our run game a chance to have success.
And success he had, 95 yards a season high. And he talked about that with our Matt Wilhelm in the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's play walkthrough.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns starting running back Isaiah Crowell. And Crow, up in Cincinnati, 5 yards short of that 100-yard mark. But the early success, talk about that 14-yard run to get the game going and what that early success means for you and this offensive line.
I just feel like it gives us confidence, you know, just getting the rhythm and just, you know, setting the start of the running game. You know, you always need the running game. And I feel like, you know, that opens up a lot of other areas.
And how does a successful running game help the young quarterback Deshaun Kaiser and his ability to throw the football down the field?
I feel like it helps him a lot, you know, just, you know, being able to make good decisions, you know, knowing that the running game is always there because, you know, when you're a young quarterback, you know, you need a good running game and, you know, for it to take a lot of pressure off you.
And the play we're going to dive into is the 24-yard run in the third quarter. Looks like it's an outside G play, you know, to try to capture the edge, but right. It didn't come easy because you had some penetration, had to shrug a couple guys off before you even burst out into the defensive backfield.
Right, yeah, you know, I think someone was chasing me from behind. I had to, like, kind of get away from him. But I made it happen. My offensive line, they were doing great yesterday, and I feel like, you know, once we establish the run game, I feel like we'll be kind of hard to stop.
And what's the morale like? Because you guys went to London, had a hard-fought game with the Minnesota Vikings, the Lions game. Obviously, you took the Jags to the wire. And, of course, another division opponent in the Cincinnati Bengals. You give them their best effort. What's it going to take to get over the hump and get that first W?
I feel like it's just minimizing the mistakes and everyone just playing together. And not having so many turnovers, you know, different things like that. And just, just scheming up well. That's how I feel.
Last 2 weeks, Corey Coleman obviously leads the team in targets, leads the team in receiving yards. But this week against the Chargers, you're going to get Josh Gordon back.
Right.
What's it like having him out on the practice field, and what's it like potentially have that player that he can be in this league back on the field for Deshaun Kaiser in this offense?
I feel like it's going to help all of us. It's going to help everybody on the field just because he's a playmaker. He's a monster out there on the field. I just feel like, you know, he's going to be great. I can't wait to see him play.
Well, Crow, again, another tough loss against the Bengals, but another opportunity against the Los Angeles Chargers. Good luck to you in this offense.
Coach, without giving away all the secrets ahead of time, you look at the Chargers, 32nd in the league against the run. Is this going to be a game where you want to run, and then maybe run some more?
We have to run the football. I think we play better as an offensive football team when we are running the football. We have to throw the ball to score points. You know, in this league, you really run to win and you throw to score. I truly believe in that. Sometimes you probably need to run more than you totally throw. But I think for us to have success, we have to turn around and hand the ball to Duke and Crow, and then we have to be able to make some huge plays in the passing game.
Yeah, we want to see those points light up the scoreboard, and we're going to light up your TVs with more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this.
Up next, we sit down with the second leading tackler in the NFL, Joe Schobert.
We definitely take pride in just coming out and trying to be the most physical defense on the field, setting the tone for the game. So that's the attitude we have.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, sometimes we talk about next man up over and over, but people may not remember Tank Carter was going to be your starting inside linebacker. Yes. Actually, before that, even DeMario Davis, next man up. All of a sudden, Joe Schobert gets that opportunity. How has he been so successful?
I think he's a really good football player. I think he works extremely hard. He's very bright. He loves the game. There's a lot of passion that he plays with, and I don't think people would know that about him, but he does. I think when he goes to play football, that's a different young man out there playing, and I think the system has been a real good fit for him, and he's made plays.
He's a little reserved, but he's apparently a fantastic basketball dunker. I don't know if he's going to talk about that, but he's going to talk about what makes him effective on the field with Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with Browns linebacker Joe Schobert. Joe, how you feeling, man? Healthy?
Yeah, I'm healthy. I mean, bumps and bruises, sure. But that's every week. Obviously, you want to be winning more than we are, but I mean, body's good. Just getting through the year.
As the starting Mike linebacker for this squad, you start every game. People are raving about you in terms of, hey, this could be a big-time hit for the Browns in terms of the draft and everything. Do you feel like you've taken some big-time steps here this season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, position change in the offseason, going from like outside linebacker to Mike. So I still feel like I'm learning, still feel like I have things to improve on every game, and work a lot with Blake Williams, the linebacker coach, and Greg, the D coordinator, about just things to improve on and try to get better week to week. But it's definitely been a learning experience. It's been fun, and I feel like I'm doing pretty well.
So how much stuff do you have to look at pre-snap? I play DB, so I was on the outside. I give me a hand signal, I'm good to go. I can't imagine how difficult it is to diagnose and recognize what you have to do and then get lined up and actually have to go make a play.
Yeah, definitely. Look at the whole formation, try to see if there's formational tips, like what they're in. Try to read the offensive line, whether they're heavy or they're sitting light and pass for pass pro, and then the backs, the backfield set, and try to listen to the quarterback if he's saying anything. So it's a lot to listen to and try to look at and react to after you get the defense set and try to get them the best position to make to win the play.
What do you think your biggest asset to this defense?
I think just being in the middle, being able to see what the offense is doing. I'm getting better at that week by week. Just seeing some things like Matthew Stafford, definitely an experienced guy. From what I remember, throwing out some dummy calls and some dummy checks to try to get us to check the things. You just learn from stuff like that, and I think definitely just running sideline to sideline, being able to chase guys down and make tackles.
So you talked about Matt Stafford being a veteran quarterback and giving some of those dummy calls and things. This week, maybe a future Hall of Famer in Phillip Rivers. This guy is obviously terrific. Mm-hmm. What do you expect out of this trip and this challenge on Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. We played them last year. They have definitely an explosive offense with Travis Benjamin, Melvin Gordon, former Wisconsin teammate in the backfield. Phillip Rivers throwing the ball around. So it'll be a big challenge for us as a defense just to get in there. We got to prepare this week because they're a multiple offense. They can do multiple things in terms of running pass. And obviously Phillip Rivers has been around the block. He's seen a lot of things. So we got to be prepared to kind of try to keep him off balance.
People have said the defense is really the identity of this football team. Is that something you guys take pride in?
Yeah, defense, we definitely take pride in just coming out and trying to be the most physical defense on the field, setting the tone for the game. And whenever a team scores on us, we take it personal. So if we have a bad game, you know, this next week we're going to be amped up, ready to go. I think, especially in the linebacker room, we always talk about being the pulse of the defense and defense being the pulse of the team. So that's the attitude we have.
Coach, if I had told you going into the season, though, when we know he's been good, that he was going to be second in the NFL after 11 weeks with 101 tackles, would you have said, huh? Are you talking crazy?
There's no way I would have thought that. I might not have thought you were crazy, but I would have said something's wrong.
Thank you.
No, he is, again, he's made plays, and he's in the middle of everything. He's always around the football. when you look up and all of a sudden somebody's tackled and you hear Joe Schobert on the tackle. I mean, he's just played really good football for us.
What does he have to do to become an elite middle linebacker in the NFL?
I think the next step for him is just consistently start to dominate the game. I think the real good backers in the National Football League, that's what they do. I mean, it's like a no-run zone, a no-pass zone. I mean, those guys start to claim their territory and make those plays consistently.
Yeah, and hopefully we make some plays consistently on both sides of the ball against the Chargers. We're going to preview that game when the Hugh Jackson Show returns.
Finally, we wrap up the Hugh Jackson Show with our game preview. It's the Browns and the Chargers in L.A.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Segura, Coach Jackson. Coach, time to turn our attention to the Chargers game, but we teased it earlier. We were going to talk about Josh Gordon. This is your first week getting to have him practice to be in the game plan. Mm-hmm. How excited are you and how has he responded?
Very. I think he's done a real good job all week preparing. Obviously, he's got to go out there and play. That would be different for him. He hadn't played football in a real National Football League game in quite a while. But I think he's up to the challenge.
All right, take me through the mind of a play caller, because when you were in Cincinnati, you had A.J. Green. You knew defenses had to scheme for him. Mm-hmm. Maybe that made your job easier. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But you haven't had a guy quite like that, and that's a disrespect to anybody who's been on the roster, but there are special players, and Josh Gordon is one of those players. Mm-hmm. How does he make your job easier?
Get him the ball. It's really that simple. When you have a guy that is as talented as he is, you have to create opportunities for him to showcase his talent and ability, and that's what we want to do. But we also want to be, you know, mindful that this is his first game, his first opportunity to go back out there and play. But we do, as an offensive football team, need him to play well.
We do. And listen, for a wide receiver, it doesn't matter how good you are, you need the quarterback to be able to get you the ball. And the quarterback, he needs time to be able to get you the ball.
Yes, he does.
This team can get to the quarterback. Bosa and Ingram, maybe the best defensive end duo in the league. And we faced a pretty good one 2 weeks ago and a couple weeks before that and seemingly every week in the NFL. But how do you slow down Ingram and Bosa?
I think, first of all, in order to slow them down, you got to run the football. You know, you just said it. Both of these guys, they want to go rush the passer. That's what their strengths are. We have to make them do things that they don't want to do and make them uncomfortable. There's going to be times we have to drop back and throw it, and we have to have very sound protection in doing so. And then Corey and Josh and the rest of our playmakers have got to go make those plays.
You know, we talk about a lot of the great duos in the NFL, and maybe right now there's none hotter than Phillip Rivers and an old Cal guy, Keenan Allen. 331 yards, three touchdowns they've combined for the last 2 weeks alone. What makes them so effective? Because Keenan Allen, he's not going to run past you. Mm-hmm. He's not bigger than you. Mm-hmm. He's just good.
He's really good. And he's able to make contested catches around anybody, you know, and he has a quarterback who knows how to throw the ball in the right spot to give him opportunity to make plays. I mean, we're talking about Phillip Rivers, who's been playing this league a long time, who's one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League, who's very competitive, who loves to win. And he's really trying to defeat you as a quarterback as he plays against you. So we have our hands full this week.
You know that last year you got the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Do you think that gives them extra motivation this time around? Are you expecting this to kind of be a big fight feel?
You know, everybody has mentioned that. Maybe it will be. I haven't looked at it from that mindset. I just think that they're playing for something. They're still in the playoff hunt. We're going there to win a football game. That's the reason why we're getting on this plane and taking our team there. We're going to win the football game, but at the same time, we understand that we're playing a tremendous opponent.
Well, Coach, certainly safe travels to California. Best of luck on Sunday against the L.A. Chargers.
Thank you very much.
Still weird to say that.
Yes, it is.
We want to thank you for being with us here on the Hugh Jackson Show. Remember, you can get ready for that game, 11 a.m., News 5 with Browns Countdown. We want to thank you again for being with us for another edition of the Hugh Jackson Show. Take care.